primary election season, and we're talking to the candidates. We just heard from Lisa McClain a little while ago, Republican candidate for Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Joining us right now, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 10th District, Kimberly Bison. Kimberly, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me this morning.
You did this 2 years ago. You ran against Paul Mitchell for this 10th congressional seat. How is this year's race different, and how is campaigning different?
Well, this year, of course, is a presidential election, so that's always a difference in this type of campaign. And then, of course, we had the COVID-19 pandemic. So it was a struggle to get the ballot signatures, you know, that you needed in order to get on the ballot. And then also, you know, we weren't allowed to go door to door or be out in all these events that have been canceled. So very different campaign, different set of strategies. So completely different.
So how are you connecting with voters in the 10th?
Well, early on, we decided that we were actually in the middle of our community tour, where I would visit, you know, the local city councils, township meetings, and things like that. So we needed to take that online. So what I decided to do was create a podcast called KimCast, and I was able to go ahead and connect with all sorts of people throughout the community. I ended up talking with teachers, seeing how they're doing, you know, taking everything online. I talked to seniors, nurses, different council persons, and so that really kept me connected. And then I also decided that we needed a coffee chat session and online. So we've been able every week at Wednesday, 6 o'clock, we have coffee chat, and where I'm able to listen directly to my supporters or people that have questions. So really, we were able to quickly take everything online, and we're still connecting with voters.
And what are you hearing from those voters? What are they telling you that they want from their congressional representative?
I think what's really missing is somebody who truly wants to represent people and communities. There is way too much fighting and negativity, I think, on the GOP side for this particular campaign, as many people have seen with the really ugly commercials that are out there. I think they want somebody who can identify with the issues that are going on in District 10, somebody who supports Governor Whitmer in protecting citizens by wearing a mask. One of the huge issues that I've been on kind of as I'm coming out and about into the community is shoreline erosion. And I live in Lexington, Michigan, and I'm a community leader here. So we're working with Coastal Engineers, Eagle, Army Corps of Engineers, and our local representatives to see if there's things that we can do to save homes. They even have solutions on beach making, you know, how to make a beach and based on rocks. But then this Saturday, I'm going kayaking around Harson's Island in Ira and Clay Township to see firsthand the flooding and the erosion issue. So, again, these are supporters or concerned citizens who come to me saying, Kim, can you go ahead and take a look at this? We're not getting good representation. We need somebody in office and a federal level that's going to be there front and center with some of these issues that they're concerned about.
A lot of issues indeed, not the least of which is, as you mentioned, COVID-19 and the relief that's needed as a result of that. And Congress right now is debating what to include in the next stimulus package. What would you want to include? What do you think needs to be done to help people with the effects of COVID-19?
Well, I think that they kind of missed the opportunity because we're going to have a gap now in the unemployment stimulus. So I do believe, and a lot of people signed up for the balloon payments for their mortgages. So I think that a lot of people are in trouble here pretty soon and could possibly lose their home. So I would have definitely kept the stimulus package. I like the based on the 70% that they had recommended. I think that's fine. But then this gap that's happening, I don't think that they acted quickly enough. I also was extremely disappointed in the PPP finance that was available for small businesses. And a lot of our small businesses here in District 10 did not receive any of that relief. So there's a lot of, we already have a problem economically here, and now some of these small businesses are forced to close. So I was really disappointed that some of the money went to millionaires and to larger you know, corporations instead of really bringing that down to help our communities here. So there's a lot of room for improvement with that, as you know. I also, on both sides, I don't like the fact that they throw in additional things that they want. I think they just really need to focus on what's at hand, and that's helping out the people, you know, all Americans, and really helping out the businesses. And I do think that the frontline workers, they need some sort of a bonus pay. I do support that as well. And more allocated funds for the opening of our schools whenever they do decide to open.
What else does the federal government need to do to beat the coronavirus? We're seeing cases of COVID-19 up across the country. What do we need to do to bring those numbers down?
Well, I think that I totally respect the office of the White House. However, their misdirection has really caused quite chaos here in the United States. I think the rebellion against wearing masks was, you know, just not the proper message and really not standing up as strong leadership. So unfortunately, now we're in this, you know, predicament where the numbers are on the rise again. And we really need to wear our mask and to practice that. On another note, we also need better testing. People waiting 14 days for a test, it just doesn't make any sense. So we really need the government to step up, and I believe that they're starting to do that. But again, it seems a little too late to me. This should have been in process immediately, and I think it would have really helped us in this situation. I know that they're working on a vaccine, Paul, but ultimately I've been working with the international group on ending pandemics overall, and we really need to take a look at our relationship with wild animals and how we push them out of their ecosystems, and we really need to eliminate wet markets. So, you know, those are things that need to be addressed besides immediately a vaccine, besides immediately testing, and besides immediately some aid for the people of America.
What's your biggest priority if you should go to Washington to represent Michigan's 10th District? What would you want to do for the 10th District? What's your biggest priority?
So for the 10th District, I do believe that we need to really, you know, take a look at our flood, you know, flooding zones and really get some help here with the Great Lakes. I also feel that, as you know, or maybe your listeners don't know, I'm really big into the environment. I think that we need to put back regulations that protect our clean water and clean air. I'm a huge advocate for hemp farming for our farmers here to get away from the unnecessary tariffs. I think hemp farming offers some great alternative, you know, products like to eliminate oil-based single-use products. And to go ahead and, you know, do other types of manufacturing here for our farmers. I also have been working on some things for downtown areas to be able to reopen their storefronts. It's called a Rural Revitalization and Renewal Act. And so myself and our policy team has been starting to take a look at that seriously and how we can go ahead and reinvest in our communities.
So on Tuesday, August 4th, why should voters select you on the Democratic side, Kimberly Bison, for Congress?
Well, I ran in 2018, and I'm running again because you don't quit on things that matter. I'm the strong leader that's going to fix the Affordable Care Act and move forward with trying to work with both sides in order to find a solution for more of a universal health care system. People really need health care, especially in today's age. I'm also the leader front and center on combating climate change. We need to take action. We need to go ahead and preserve a future for our children and our grandchildren. And I feel that I'm the best candidate to do that.
Kim, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.